Pelion glanced back at Sabaoth. Testing the other's abilities under combat conditions was all good and proper, but there was such a thing as pushing too far.
"He must learn who's in command here,"
Thrawn said quietly, as if reading Pelion's thoughts.
"Yes, sir,"
Pelion nodded, forcing his voice to remain steady. Thrawn had proved time and again that he knew what he was doing. Still, Pelion couldn't help but wonder uneasily if the Grand Admiral recognized the extent of the power he'd awakened from its sleep on Wayland. Thrawn nodded.
"Good. Have there been any further leads on those mole miners I asked for?"
No, sir.
A year ago, too, he would have found a strange unreality in conversing about less than urgent matters while in the middle of a combat situation.
"At least not in anything like the numbers you want. I think the Athiga system's still our best bet. Or it will be if we can find a way around the problems of the sunlight intensity there."
"The problems will be minimal,"
Thrawn said with easy confidence.
"If the jump is done with sufficient accuracy, the Judicator will be in direct sunlight for only a few minutes each way. Its hull can certainly handle that much. We'll simply need to take a few days first to shield the viewports and remove external sensors and communications equipment."
Pelion nodded, swallowing his next question. There would, of course, be none of the difficulties that would normally arise from blinding and deafening a Star Destroyer in that way. Not as long as Sabaoth was with them.
"Grand Admiral Thrawn?"
Thrawn turned around.
"Yes, Master Sabaoth."
"Where are my Jedi, Grand Admiral Thrawn? You promised me that your tame Nogri would bring me my Jedi."
Out of the corner of his eye, Pelion saw Rook stir.
"Patience, Master Sabaoth," Thrawn told him. "Their preparations took time, but they're now complete. They await merely the proper time to act."
"That time had best be soon,"
Sabaoth warned him.
"I grow tired of waiting."
Thrawn threw a glance at Pelion, a quietly smoldering look in his glowing red eyes.
"As do we all," he said quietly.